enthusiastic, and when we had defeats, they got depressed. And as soon as the troops feel like Americans aren't behind them, like the Copperheads in the Civil War, why, they start losing their enthusiasm.
That's very
and
true.
So one of the things we have to do on the home front is stand firmly behind our troops, even if we have some doubts for ourselves.
Well, one of the things I want to talk to Dr. Jasser about is recruiting and the process of what the madrasas are going through and really targeting on the young Muslim boys 25 and under. And I understand that that's about 30% of the population. So if they're being taught terror through the mosque and other means, then the training camps and so on, then we've got talks about that. Dr. Jasser, I understand you're on the line?
Yes, I am, General. Thank you.
Well, listen, we're happy to have you on very much, and welcome to Stand Up America. You know, everybody's looking today at what's the Muslim world doing about terror, and are there, in fact, moderate Muslims out there today, and do they stand up enough to challenge jihad? So maybe we can talk about that a little, or go anywhere you would like to go. I'd just like to hear your, you know, your voice and what you think is happening, particularly here in America and in Europe.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, General. I've always been an admirer. I can tell you, having served in the Navy for 11 years on a Navy scholarship through medical school, and then having taken care of a number of our, you know, I was on a Navy medical scholarship, and got to know a number of our active duty on the front lines, took part in Operation Restore Hope, and basically, you know, came from a family that had escaped political persecution in Syria and came to America because my family understood that we could practice our faith more freely and more privately in the U.S. than we could anywhere else in the world. And I can tell you the current national Muslim organizations that are claiming to represent Muslims not only do so at a disservice to the Muslim community, but really do so in a way of helping political Islam. And we need to understand that, and which you've articulated many times, is that terror is just a tactic. You know, what we're fighting is an ideology. And that ideology has hijacked the spiritual component of a religion that has the same values as Judaism and Christianity. But unfortunately, all we're hearing in the West are political organizations that really are outshoots of the international movement of the Muslim Brotherhood, of Islamic Jihad, and other organizations that have been fostered out of these dictatorships, whether it's in Syria, Iraq, Iran, which is a theocracy, and other places. They have fostered this radical Islamism, and over the last 80 years, basically, squelched and either shipped out the moderates that would have been able to change that. And unfortunately, those that come to the U.S., some come for political reasons, which instill in their children, like my parents did in me, the need to give back to my country. But most actually just came here for economic reasons and don't have that desire within them to be American and nationalistic and patriotic from a sense of defending the freedoms rather than being Muslim, a political Muslim. And I think that's the problem that we are not addressing as a Muslim community.
Well, that is a great perspective that the American people need to hear. Our guest is Dr. Zudi Jasser. He is the a contributing editor of Family Security Matters, and they have a website called familysecuritymatters.org. Doctor, you know, I really appreciate your serving our country, and we thank you for that. That is a tremendous credit to you. There is an article out also, I'm not sure whether it was yours or somebody else, about the lack of recruiting or the unsuccessful efforts in recruiting young Muslim Americans into the military. Have you seen any reflection of the Muslim community in joining our armed forces today or a reluctance to do so?
Yeah, that's a column I wrote at the Family Security Matters website talking about, you know, why aren't there Muslims enlisting in our military? You know, Reuters put out a piece a couple weeks ago basically saying, as a matter of fact, to them that Muslims are not enlisting because of fear of discrimination and a fear of inability to be promoted. And I basically said that's preposterous. You know, I served in the military for 11 years, any religious discrimination. Granted, that was before 9/11, but I think part of, you know, unfortunately, these organizations will jump on anything just to claim victimization and not even look for evidence of what that's coming from. And unfortunately, what we have, and the reason there's been a dearth of Muslim enlistment, I believe, having been born in the U.S. and inculcated from my youth, this aspect of the importance of teaching our children at 5, 7, 10, 12 years old, the importance of military service is a discipline that is very uniquely American. And a lot of the immigrants, especially the ones that are coming from dictatorships, they're coming from lands in which the military was abandoned by the middle and upper class of society, and it became run by the thugs, and coup after coup happened, so that respect and that discipline of giving to your country through military service sort of disappeared. And it came with them in immigration. And the ones that did not come to the U.S. because of political ideology, but came simply economically, are not going to manifest that. So when you were talking earlier about the madrasas, that is the war we need to be fighting of ideologies. We need to be countering what is the ideology against Islamism or political Islam as the solution to dictatorship, supposedly. I believe the counter. Ideology is Americanism. This concept that all religions are equal before God, this concept that we have a freedom to practice our faith and that theocracy has nothing to do with government, and that our government is a constitutional democracy in which our allegiance and citizenship pledge to our Constitution rises above that of our own private faith. And especially in the Islamic faith, where some want to put the Quran as the Constitution, which I disagree with completely. And I think really where the core of the conflict is, and that's where we formed our organization called the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, that believes that the most free societies is America, that is founded on a Constitution that is human and not upon an interpretation of a religious document.
My co-host here, Andy Miller, doctor, would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Yes. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Wonderful, Andy. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and a privilege to chat with you. And just while you were talking, and I was extremely impressed with the variety of things and how your family came here to America and relocated. How can we as Americans begin to implement, you know, our concern about this, and not in a frightening way and sort of a discriminatory way, but a way that we can integrate within our society and certainly with our religious freedoms? And as you spoke about, how can just the average American step up and do the things that he needs to do rather than being frightened or being misled?
Well, politically correct, right?
Politically
correct. Politically correct all the time.
Absolutely, Paul.
Yep.
And I think you hit the nail on the head, which is that our political correctness, and especially the mainstream media, has been doing our country and the Muslim community. I can tell you from my perspective, from a reformist perspective of trying to counter political Islam, which I believe is the primary problem, is I am so hampered by the empowerment and the legitimization of Islamist organizations in the U.S., whether it's the Council
CARE,
on American
are you
Islamic
talking about
Relations.
CARE?
Yeah, CARE or the Islamic Society of North America or these other groups are repetitively put up as representatives of my faith, and I try to say, hold on a sec. First of all, 70 to 80% of Muslims are non-mosque going because it's a private faith. Only 5% are involved in these organizations, and their membership roles are very small, but yet they're the loudest voice, and they are not taking on Islamism as an ideology. Number two, the reason it's so important to engage this ideology is it wraps itself as a religion when, in fact, it's simply a political movement. So we need to address it with the same criticism of fact as we do political movements, whether it's communism, socialism, or other things that we've never spared or minced words about.
Well, you know, it frustrates me that the Bush administration and members of Congress can't articulate that. I wish we could educate them to articulate really what's going on in the world, and not to put down the Muslim religion necessarily, but to educate the voters in America what's really going on. And they don't seem to understand.
And that is so important, because not only is it important to engage critically political Islam instead of doing the photo ops of public diplomacy that has been so ineffective of what Karen Hughes has been doing, but actually to say, on the other hand, our biggest asset.
Karen Hughes, State Department, right?
Yeah, Karen Hughes
used to be a publicist for the president. Yeah.
Right.
But she has not. The other side of that is that strategically, from a military perspective and an ideological perspective, engaging Islam, the spiritual Islam, as a solution to the corruption and the politicization of the faith, as being an alternative, an Islam that separates politics, foreign or domestic policy, from its worship of God, is going to be the solution to most of the problems and is what's going to defeat it. Because we can't take away the moral construct of what we want our enemies to use as an alternative to be able to accept Americanism with Islam.
Dr. Zudi Jasser, thank you again for serving our country and being on Stand Up America today. I'm looking forward to more articles. Again, it's Family Security Matters, familysecuritymatters.org. Please go to that website, and you will be educated. Doctor, thank you so much. You were a great guest.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. It's a privilege, General. And, Andy, nice to talk to you. Anytime.
We'll get you back on again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was a great interview. We're going to need to talk to him again and
Absolutely.
Get more details. We're going to go to a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. Please come back. RightTalk.com, Stand Up America, broadcasting and streaming around the world for the next 24 hours. We'll be right back.